This is KCUR 89.3. Kansas City Mayor Sly James is urging voters to approve a 3/8-cent sales tax to offset pre-K costs for families. But public school superintendents, usually strong supporters of early childhood education, are opposing the plan. KCUR's Ellie Moxley explains what's at stake next Tuesday.
Tiffany Price works with teen moms in the Hickman Mills School District, and she's a mom herself.
Four boys. Oh, all boys.
The two youngest aren't old enough for school yet, so she sends them to Ronnie's childcare. And when I asked her if that was expensive,
yes.
Price pays $270 a week for both boys, what she calls a very good price.
Because I do have a job and I am employed, I am able to budget and take care of child care. And then also, she's understanding as far as like, oh, I may be a day or two late. So she works with us. But if I could eliminate child care costs, I would love that. So
Price plans to vote yes on April 2nd.
I feel that why not invest in our kids? They are our future.
That investment would be about $28 million a year, generated from a 3/8-cent sales tax. Families of four-year-olds would be eligible for up to $12,000 a year on a sliding scale based on income. To get the full amount, they need to send their kids to a high-quality preschool. That preschool could be public or private, attached to a church, or run by a nonprofit. And that's where Mayor James, who came up with this plan, lost the school superintendents. All 14 districts in Kansas City are opposed to this plan. Here's Kansas City Public Schools Superintendent Mark Bedell.
The question that you really have to ask yourself in April is, who do you trust to educate your students? And do you want city government to add another sales tax so that they can control the outcomes of what happens with those resources?
This is a touchy subject for the superintendents because normally they'd back any initiative that would get more kids into pre-K. But they have a few problems with the details of this plan. They say the tuition discounts are essentially vouchers for private and parochial preschools. The sales tax could be a burden on lower-income families. And in districts that cross city lines, this plan represents a logistical nightmare.
It's interesting that we serve kids from five different municipalities right here at Grace Moore Elementary School.
That's Danny Clemens, the superintendent of North Kansas City Schools. He called a news conference last month for all the school districts and civic groups opposing the pre-K sales tax. The NAACP, the League of Women Voters, and the Economic Development Commissions in Clay and Platte County are all opposing the mayor's plan. Clemens says hardly any money goes to tuition.
Years 1 through 3, only 25% of the resources go to tuition discounts.
That's because the mayor's plan focuses on infrastructure. Right now, there are a lot of pre-K deserts in Kansas City, zip codes where there aren't any high-quality options. Mayor James says it's some of the neighborhoods you'd expect, and a lot you wouldn't.
It has nothing to do with poverty. It's all over the city. There's probably going to be more in the poorer neighborhoods, but it's all over the city. It's up north of the river, it's south of the river, it's east and it's west. It's all over.
So some of the money would go to small providers to help them expand, train teachers, and develop curriculum. James says right now, the majority of four-year-olds who are in pre-K go to an independent daycare or preschool.
They're taking great care of kids. They need more capacity. This is really important to them.
For his part, James says the school districts are being too protective of their turf. And to that end, he has only backed school board candidates who support his plan. So Nate Hogan didn't get a nod, but he's already secured his seat on the Kansas City Public Schools board because no one filed to run against him. Hogan says he's trying to be pragmatic.
So if pre-K initiative passes, we're going to be responsible for implementing it in the best interest of the kids and doing it effectively and efficiently. If it fails, I think we do need to take the lead and come up with an alternate solution.
Hogan thinks there's a better way to do pre-K with the support of the districts. But he says it isn't his call. Voters will get to weigh in April 2nd. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Ellie Moxley.